Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, once again, this is Bob Dacey, the host of the Simple Truth TV show here in Austin, Texas, substituting for Alex Jones on this 12th day of October 2007. Alex is, again, he's taking a little well-deserved mini vacation, nobody deserves it more than he does. I have never been able to understand how that man works as hard as he does, nonstop, year after year after year after year. He is an inspiration. Sometimes he's a little hard to get along with, but that's okay. You know, the guy is a modern-day reincarnation of Patrick Henry and Paul Revere. That's what I think. So, anyway, Alex is not going to be here today or Monday or Tuesday. I, Bob Dacey, will be hosting the Simple Truth. I mean, not the Simple Truth. That's my TV show. We'll be hosting the Alex Jones show for the next couple of days. And we're going to open up the phone lines here to talk about whatever you want to in a minute. The number is 1-800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. And what we're going to do, I think I'm going to do today, is kind of like one of those Rush Limbaugh things where you have, like, what does he call it, Open Line Friday. Just call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know, North American Union, Ron Paul, Al Gore, you know, whatever it is you want to talk about. You know, when I mention Rush Limbaugh, I have to comment about Rush Limbaugh. You know, he's on right now blathering about a bunch of nonsense. I used to listen to him, and I was faked out by him back in the 80s. But Rush Limbaugh, although when he'll get on a particular topic, a specific topic, he'll be real good on the topic, you know, but the man is a consummate liar. And he does two major disservices, or two or three, I don't know, to Americans. One of them, he says that he's all the news you need, and he's the doctor of democracy, and he's the conservative guy, and all you need to do is listen to him. Well, that's a big fat lie, you know. That's not even close to true. Main thing he does in terms of lying is he lies by omission. He will not get within 1,000 feet of dozens of critical topics that are vital to the security of this country and our prosperity. Won't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Of course, you know, he's bought and paid for. You know, he gets all this multi-million dollar this and multi-million dollar that. And if he did start talking about things that mattered, I think his gravy train would come to an end. So main thing Rush Limbaugh does is he lies by omission. He won't talk about certain topics, which are provable, vital topics. The other thing he does is he loves to make fun of quote-unquote liberals and to demean them and make them seem harmless and laughable. And, you know, the modern-day liberal, even though he probably doesn't know it, is nothing but a sugar-coated totalitarian. Your modern-day so-called liberal, all he wants to do is empower the federal government to run your life even more than it runs it now. You know, new program for this, new program for this, new federal that, new federal mandate this, new federal regulation this. Even though the federal government screws up everything they touch, the modern-day liberal wants them to have more power so they can be free to screw up things even more than they screw them up now. And Limbaugh belittles liberals to make them seem harmless and laughable when, again, the modern-day liberal is nothing but somebody pushing totalitarianism. You know, there's nothing liberal about the modern-day liberal. You want to talk about a liberal, that would be people like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Now, those were some screaming liberals, those guys, for liberty, which is supposed to be the root of the word, liberal, liberty. Modern-day liberal has nothing to do with liberty. They want the government to run everything because they think government's good. Okay, when we get back from break, we're going to take phone calls. 1-800-259-9231. Bob Dacey on the Alex Jones Show.
Now, you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Bob Basie back once again, substituting for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show here on October the 12th, 2007. And we are putting the phone call, the phone numbers out to talk about pretty much whatever you want to. This is going to be a new experience for me, trying to be more spontaneous than I usually am. The number is 1-800-259-9231. And before we take our first call, I want to say that I use Calbin Pure Soap, actually. I use the bar soap and I use the shampoo. And I love the stuff. It's fantastic. Feel real good about it. And I don't have a whole lot of hair, but it cleans it real good. So I just want to throw that in there. Okay, we've got Steve from Pennsylvania on the line. Steve, are you there?
Hi, Mr. Basie.
Mr. Basie, that's D as in David, A-C-Y. There's no Basies around here. That's Count Basie. That ain't
okay,
me.
Okay, I stand corrected. You're my favorite fill-in when Alex is under the weather, and I always appreciate hearing you. You're a very good speaker.
Well, you see, here's my big claim to fame. Back in 1977, I got a degree in radio, television, film production from the University of Texas. And, see, my big claim to fame is that I'm not afraid of a TV camera or a microphone. That's what it is, right there. That's the whole secret. See?
Oh, I'm a ham radio operator. Did you ever get your ham license?
No. I'm currently a technophobe. I've fallen way down, you know.
Okay.
But I spend most of my time either running my hardware store or on the internet doing research for my TV show. And, of course, I do have this local TV show called The Simple Truth. And I've been doing that for our almost, you know, in, we're in our ninth season. So basically, my big claim to fame is you point the TV camera at me, I don't freeze up. So that's and this microphone. There's probably a couple of million people listening to us right now.
Okay, I'd like to.
It doesn't bother me.
Oh, great. I'd like to, Mr. Dacey, I'd like to, you know, we talk on the 75-meter band every night. We basically have a Bible study, and we also talk about the New World Order. The Alex Jones program comes up almost three or four times a week. Could I give the frequency out so in case your listeners would care to listen to or that have ham radio operators that would like to join us, they could?
This is a shortwave deal?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
So on the 75-meter band, we're on the lower side band every evening from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on 3.944. So if you have a short wave, I know Alex sells a Kato short wave that can decode sideband. We're at 3.944. It's a pretty loosely knit Bible study group that talks in depth about the New World Order, and we do support Alex the whole way.
Hey, Steve, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You're from Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
What's this I heard about some road up there, number 80, that they're planning on slapping some tolls on up there? You know anything about that?
Oh, we're fighting them left and right here. What they're doing is, first off, they're saying they want to sell the turnpike to the foreigners. And then if we don't agree to sell the turnpike to the foreigners, then they're going to put tolls on Route 80. But we have a real big contingent of people up here that are saying, look, you know, there's so many corporations that get fed through Interstate 80. They said, look, if you toll Interstate 80, we're leaving. We're out of Pennsylvania. The taxes are, we have a pretty high tax state here already. So it looks like they won't toll 80, but that means they're going to sell the turnpike. Any way that people lose, I ask everybody in America to stand up against this. This is just the New World Order. The, you know, they're going to use it against us. Nobody can run that turnpike cheaper than the good people we have down there running it now. If you think it's going to be any cheaper to run on that toll on that turnpike, selling it to a foreign investor, you know, you need your head examined.
Do you know who the foreign investor is?
Well, they talked about a French company, then they talked about a Swedish company. Now, I guess China's the big bidder.
So there's a bunch of them. I'm confused about it. I saw that story yesterday on my computer, and I'm going, wait, I don't understand this, because I-80, that's Interstate 80, right?
That's a big one. That goes through, I think I can go all the way to Colorado on 80.
Now, the way I've understood this for years, it's not legal to toll an interstate highway because it was built with federal funds. So how are they trying to get away with that up there?
No, I'm not the governor, but he got legalized gambling up all throughout the state here, and if he can do that, he can probably make money on the turnpike too, or on Interstate 80 also.
You people in Pennsylvania need, you know, you info warriors in Pennsylvania need to get on this, because federal law with very few limitations is that you cannot toll an interstate highway that was built with federal money. I mean, here in Texas, we caught TxDOT a month and a half ago proposing to the federal government that they allow Texas to take back interstate highways and slap toll roads on them. And our own Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, when she, quote-unquote, found out about it, even though she probably already knew about it before, but anyway, when she officially found out about it, she introduced legislation in the U.S. Senate to stop such a process, that you would never be able to put toll roads on interstate highways built with federal money. So I'm confused as to how this Pennsylvania story doesn't match up with that.
Well, again, Mr. Dacey, like I'm saying, they're playing the left hand against the right, saying, look, we want to sell the turnpike. We're saying no. They're saying, okay, then we're going to tax 80.
Yeah, well, but it sounds to me like in a poker game, they don't have a hand. they can't tax 80. They can't slap toll roads on 80. It's not legal.
I hope you're right. Right now the businesses are fighting, and it looks like we won on the Interstate 80, but it looks like then we're going to lose on the turnpike, so I don't know.
Well, up in Pennsylvania, y'all need to fight them tooth and nail on this, I'll guarantee you, because whatever they're doing, it's crooked.
Thank you, Mr.
All right.
Easy.
I appreciate the call. That was Steve from Pennsylvania. Yeah, I must admit, I saw this story yesterday, and I'm going, how in the world can they toll an interstate highway in Pennsylvania when it's not legal to do it? I'm confused. So if anybody knows about that, you know, hey, send something to Trey at Infowars.com. Maybe we can clear this up, because if they're threatening the toll interstate, that's a hollow threat because the law's not in place. I mean, safety lou, the law that they passed in 2005 when nobody was looking, that set up pilot programs to start tolling interstate stuff, like bridges and tunnels and whatnot. But it was limited. It was a pilot thing. But here they're talking about tolling an entire interstate in Pennsylvania. There's something rotten in Pennsylvania right there. So somebody needs to look into that. Here we are on air. I can't look into it. But we need to look into that, because there's something wrong there. I think they're trying to pull a fast one on the people of Pennsylvania by threatening them with something that is illegal. They can't even do it. So anyway, that was Steve from Pennsylvania. We got Daryl in Virginia up next, followed by Dean in Canada and Tom in Wisconsin. Daryl, are you still there?
I am. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. What's up with you, man?
I just wanted to let you know I really appreciate your commentary. And I remember listening to the show a couple of weeks ago, where as you were discussing the letter about the North American Union and the hit piece that they wrote out against Corsi and you guys. I think you did a great job with that.
Oh, you're talking about which one was the one with Christopher Hayes from the Nation magazine?
Yes.
Yeah. That guy, I tell you what, Christopher Hayes, I got to laugh at this guy. You know, I met him in Austin several months ago when he came down and he interviewed Kelly Taylor, and I kind of tagged along. And the guy, you know, he's a young guy, you know, he's very intellectual. He can multitask like nobody's business with his computer and types like a whirlwind, and you know, the problem with the guy is he was educated at Brown, so he's educated as a globalist. He thinks the New World Order is a great thing, I guess, you know. And he came up with this ridiculous article in the Nation magazine, which claimed that the Trans-Texas Corridor was very real, but that the NAFTA superhighway was something we tinfoil hat wearing kooks made up. And the whole thing was so preposterous that the Trans-Texas Corridor, 4-football field-wide thing with rail and separate truck and car lanes and other communications, was going to stop at the border with Oklahoma and just turn into a 2-lane dirt road. And same thing in Mexico, stop at the Rio Grande River and turn into a 2-lane dirt road, was so preposterous that even his own readership attacked him. It was ridiculous to try to con a thinking human being into thinking that the Trans-Texas Corridor is not part of a larger system. But yeah, that guy with it, what a joke, you know?
Right. Well, I did see some of the blog posts in response to his article, and I do remember seeing some of the readership revolting against him. That's for sure.
Did you see what he said on C-SPAN a few weeks later?
I didn't see the C-SPAN.
He was on C-SPAN on a show called Washington Journal, and he was taking phone calls based on his ridiculous article about NAFTA superhighway being a myth. And he was getting clobbered one after another by these people calling into that show, into that program. And at the end of the program, the moderator let him sum it up, and that's when Mr. Hayes exposed his education, when he said that the reason people are concerned about this mythical NAFTA superhighway and reading too much into things like the Trans-Texas Corridor is because they're concerned about the lack of dialogue on post-national America.
Amazing.
Now, post-national America, look it up. That's not post-toasties we're talking about here. Post means after.
Absolutely. That's amazing. I have two other quick points. I know you have other callers.
Sure.
The other day I was watching Larry King Live, and Vicente Fox was on there, and I pulled the transcripts where he was discussing, or Vicente Fox had stated, the intention of the North American Union, and more bluntly, the currency of the Amero. And I have some friends of mine who actually are Mexican, and I took the transcript to their attention. And I will tell you, nationalist Mexicans were extremely upset about it.
Yeah, there's a good reason for that. Well, tell you what, Dell, let me hold you over through the break, if you can wait about 4 minutes, because we got a 4-minute break coming up. And we'll be back with Daryl from Virginia, after this timeout. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Ken, it's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Okay, it's Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show this 12th day of October 2007. Before the break, we were talking to Daryl in Virginia. And Daryl, I think you had a couple of other comments you wanted to make.
Yes, I was just mentioning the issue with the Mexicans understanding that their country is under threat just like our nation is. With the North American Union, and when I brought it to their attention, they became very angry, and it was a topic of discussion amongst 15 or 20 of the Mexicans that I'm friends with. It was just amazing to see their lights in their eyes light up and say, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Well, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, you know, we need to wake up to Mexicans, even though what they think in general doesn't matter to the Rockefeller-controlled globalist elitists that run their whole country. You know, Chase Manhattan runs the whole place. But, you know, Mexico as a nation is the crookedest country in the Western Hemisphere. You know, wave $50 around, you can get whatever you want, any government official you want. It's the crookedest country in the Western Hemisphere, and it's a narco state. However, having said that, the Mexican people, even though they're under the thumb of the crookedest group of people in the Western Hemisphere, are wonderful people. You know?
Absolutely.
They weren't raised in a culture of freedom and individual liberty. And that's a shame. But the Mexican people are wonderful people. It's just that they're under the grips and have been for hundreds of years of a bunch of crooks. And now, you know, it's narco crooks. You know, and that's just a shame.
Well, I think one of the ways we can expose it is not just keeping it to ourselves, but also waking up as many Mexican people, because they're completely nationalistic as we are, or as we once were. That's for sure.
You know, what I think we ought to do is I think we ought to print up a bunch of United States constitutions and bills of rights in Spanish and leaflet the whole country with them. Say, here's the rule book. Follow it.
Well, that's a good idea, too. Yeah. The last point I wanted to make is, have you seen the Ron Paul article that's on WorldNet Daily?
Which one? Ron Paul is all over the place, man.
Well, it's a new one that came out early this morning. It's from Mercer. It's called Ron Paul's Electability, and it goes into a complete analysis of the contrast between Mike Huckabee in general and the rest of the playing field, and why Ron is more well, Ron would make a better choice than the other candidates, mainly because of the anti-war stance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you do the math on that one. I mean, I haven't read the article, but I can do math. Over 70% of the American people are against this stupid war we were lied into. I mean, we weren't mistaked into it. We were lied into it.
Absolutely.
You got 4,000, almost 4,000 American servicemen and women dead over there so that Dick Cheney can get rich. You know? Whoa. That's got to be some obscene amount of crime. So you got over 70% of the American people that are against the stupid war, and you've got 25% and falling of people that claim to be Republicans, and you've got a big group of them that's not going to vote for Giuliani no matter what. Do the math. You can't get a Republican elected president unless it's Ron Paul.
Well, I agree, and I would just ask that your webmaster Google that and maybe post it up on your site. It's the title of it's called Ron Paul's Electability at WorldNet Daily, and yeah. The writer, her last name is Mercer. It's excellent. And then
is that Eliana Mercer?
Is that her last name is Mercer, M-E-R.
Yeah, Eliana Mercer. Is that her first
name?
Maybe they'll put it up. Maybe they'll post it. I don't know. I'm just the hired help around here today, so I don't have any authority and power over here. But if any of you guys are listening, maybe you might want to go to WorldNet Daily and post that article about Ron Paul's electability. You know, it's funny talking about Ron Paul's electability. The guy, you know, he rules the internet, and he rules all the polls. And I was talking about that thing last week on my show where this Pajamas Media organization has been putting up this poll every week about, you know, who you think's your guy for the Republican nomination. And Ron Paul's been winning the thing by margins of 60 to 65% or whatever every single week. And so I went to it again, and he was gone. Just gone. Wasn't there anymore. And the people that ran it claimed that, well, you know, he was winning it all the time, and these are internet spammers, and we needed to. They just took him out. They just took him off the poll. You know, it's funny. It's like, what a joke it was. As a matter of fact, they were using a Fox News poll as justification for pulling him off. They said, well, look, this poll says that these guys are in the lead, but you go to that poll that they're referring to, and they don't give Ron Paul a choice.
Right.
It's such a scam, you know.
Well, Newsmax did the same thing on their polls, but I noticed the most recent one, they actually have Ron Paul and the other candidates on there to equal it out. So.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, Daryl, I appreciate you very much for the call. It was a good call, and you hang in there, buddy. And after the break, we're going to be back with Tom and Ken and Pam. Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, and there's a war on for your country's national sovereignty, too. Once again, this is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones. One of the previous callers had mentioned Vicente Fox on The Daily Show, talking with Jon Stewart, and we just happened to have that clip for you. Vicente Fox, the former El Presidente de Mexico, and you know, he's been very open in his statements to the Mexican press about how we need to have a North American Union and merge our countries. But anyway, this was a clip from a few days ago of the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox.
Ride all the way down to Guanajuato and looking for his American dream without a penny in his pocket. And he made his dream in Mexico. So migration is a two-way street. Migrants.
Can I tell you this? Cincinnati has gone hugely downhill since then. I don't even want to talk about it. If I were you, I'd saddle up and come back.
Help us. Help us.
Do you feel that... because of September 11th, we're overreacting to the border situation there?
Yeah, it's my impression that fear is guiding public opinion here. And xenophobia are also filling the space because Congress is not deciding yet. It's a 100-year-old issue, immigration, and no decision. I think that we can come up with a very wise, very wisdom solution and reform to immigration, because it's a win-win situation. Everybody
so you don't want the fence. What if we build the fence and have the nice part facing Mexico, the pretty part?
What if we build a fence and not letting products that come from the States to Mexico, worth over $200 billion, worth many, many jobs to this nation right here?
So you're saying it's two-way street, the globalization. You're for NAFTA then. Has NAFTA helped Mexico?
Absolutely, yes. Seventh largest trade balance, larger than all of Latin America together. And yes, NAFTA has been good. As a matter of fact, we should have a new vision, go further, integrating and working together to build a better future for both.
If the standard of living in Mexico, because people still come over because they can get better jobs and things, how long would it take? How high would the standard have to go before you think the tide starts to settle and shifts?
We are at 8,000 right now, $8,000 per capita a year. I think it should go all the way up to over 20, and that happened with Spain, with the European Union, where they, joining the union and having access to those huge cohesive funds, they were able to overcome poverty, and today Spain or Ireland or Greece or Portugal are very successful nations. What you need is a little bit of solidarity, a little bit of human attitude, of working together as a team.
Would you like to see a North American? So what's your team? You go with
long,
Mexico?
Long term, yes.
U.S.
partners.
Canada? You want Canada in there?
Canada.
Why doesn't South America do that? Why doesn't South America have some sort of South American union like the EU to
There's
consolidate their power?
Different blocks. There's one in Central America, all nations there joined together. There's one on the south in Mercosur.
Are you so not a fan of like Evo Morales and Hugo Chavez and those guys? Ooh. We had Evo on the show. Oh, they give you a headache. He seemed very nice. He just talked a little bit about redistributing.
No, terrible.
Terrible.
Populism, demagoguery.
Even Morales. I know Chavez, Morales as well.
Yeah, both of them in Correa and Ecuador.
Wow.
He's a fair guy.
Now, he had an interpreter. Do you think he speaks English? Do you think that was a whole... Yeah.
No, he speaks his dialect.
It is. Okay.
Because he's indigenous. But it's a pity for Bolivians, for Venezuelans, not being taught to fish, but just giving the fish out. They're not constructing a solid economy or industry or jobs. It's just giving away the money that is not theirs to stay in power through corruption. I just don't believe that's the way to go to reduce poverty and distribute income.
Wow. And you know, now I'm going to have to ask him back because I didn't say any of that stuff. What he was talking to made perfect sense. Now you make perfect sense. I hate this politics thing. It's a fascinating book. It's got great insights in all the different world leaders, and I thank you greatly for coming by on the show, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, John. By the way, you have heritage of migration in your past.
Yes.
You came from...
Me?
Maybe the Basque country.
Me?
John. John is a Basque name.
Oh, I got Big Jew. Big Jew.
Gee whiz, that Vicente Fox, man, he must be one of the founders of that website, www.crocastuff.com. That guy is amazing, spewing lie after lie after lie, smiling all the time, winning over those idiots in the audience. Yeah, it's a two-way street, and immigration's a two-way street. Try to get into Mexico. Why would you want to? Try to have any rights if you go into Mexico. Forget it. The guy, you know, Kirk Watson, our state senator, who is such a silver-tongued devil, could take lessons from this guy, Vicente Fox. I can't even begin to describe the crock that guy was spreading out all over the place there on the Daily Show. However, he did, while he was telling you how wonderful it all is going to be, talk about, a nice North American union with Canada and Mexico. So, hey, you know, it's not that we're making this stuff up. The evidence of it It's legion. Okay, we're going to go now to Tom in Wisconsin. He's been holding for a little while. Tom, are you still there? Tom from Wisconsin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, what's up, Tom?
Yeah, I wanted to know about these chemtrails. I wonder why it seems to me that nobody is aware of this thing that's going on.
Well, I think they're aware of them. There's a lot of information out on chemtrails. There's a lot of disinformation out on chemtrails. I've studied them years ago, and yeah, they exist because you can see them. I mean, you know, yeah, I remember seeing some.
Yeah, Sunday I saw them. They were all over the sky. I mean, the whole sky is full of that stuff. You don't even get normal clouds anymore.
Yeah, I remember.
It makes my blood boil. I mean, I get ticked every time I see that.
Well, several days in Austin, where I'm from, I've seen literal tic-tac-toe patterns covering the whole city. That's been a long time since I've seen those, really, that extensively.
Who is doing that? Apparently it's the Air Force?
Whatever. The There's some kind of Air Force tanker spraying some stuff up there for whatever reason. You know, I don't really know why. If you want to go to a website that I think has the most amount of information on it, because I'm really not up on that currently, but I think the website that you can go to see the most information on is carnicom.com, C-A-R-I-N, I think it's I-C-O-M, Clifford Carnicom is the guy. Go to carnicom.com, and there's a lot of information on there, a lot of videos. Now, there's no question that they exist. You know, the big controversy is exactly what's in and what they're made of and what's the purpose. The purpose is anywhere from weather modification to redirecting of energy from that array.
The purpose is to kill you.
In Alaska.
Make you sick.
Whatever it is, it's not good. Whatever it is, it's not good. Well, Tom, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, chemtrails. That's an interesting subject. There needs to be a lot more concrete information about that out there, and I think that carnicom.com has a lot of it. Okay, we're going next to, looks like it's Ken, I hope I got that right, in Baltimore.
Killian, Alaska.
Ken, are you there? Ken,
hey, how you talking?
Is this Ken in Baltimore?
Yes, it is. It's Ken in Baltimore.
I was in Baltimore one time many years ago, right there by the water there where they got that old antique sailing ship right there.
Yep.
Doctor,
that constellation.
Yeah, that's right. I really thought that was cool. I visited that thing. That's neat. Is it still there?
Yeah, it's still there. You can take a step back into the time when our nation was founded.
You know what I thought when I was on that ship? I was looking at how everything was done, and they were talking about, you know, where they stored everything and all those ropes and everywhere and cleats and pulleys and everything. There's no way they could have built that ship if the United States government was in place at that time, because the thing was totally unsafe. You trip over everything. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny. What you got on your mind, Ken?
Well, I got a couple of things. They're just building a new, I guess you could call it an interlock between 695 and 95. And it's kind of a unique shape. It's in the shape of a cross. It's probably the most unique interchange, and it is going to be a toll interchange.
Are these state highways?
Actually, I believe it's interstate, 695 to 95.
Yeah, and are those interstate highways? Not.
They are.
Yeah, again, you kind of wonder, again, specifically state to state, why is that? Is that one of those toll projects under the Safety Lou Law passed in 2005? Is that one of those that's what they call them, priority projects or experimental projects or whatever.
Yeah, well, I think the whole idea behind it is to get rid of the bottlenecking from 695 corridor to 95. But I think it actually comes under the, and I'm not positive, I think it comes under the jurisdiction of the Maryland toll facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I would ask that you check into why they think they can toll a interstate facility unless it's under that Safety Lou pilot program.
Mm-hmm. People
up in Baltimore, check that out, because again, we're coming up with these rumors of these toll projects on interstate highways, which to my understanding is not legal yet. You know.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny, you got anything else you want to add to the show today?
I've been doing a little research into the whole Mort Gatlin's chemtrail, cell phone, Elf Glenn Tower nanotechnology.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty big ball to swallow there, but I think that all these things are related, and if anybody has any information that they want to add, I think that these things definitely need to be looked into, because I think that they're trying to transform us through the technology.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Ken. I'm going to have to let you go. Your phone's breaking up, but he's got some good points there. This New World Order stuff is multifaceted. Everywhere you look, these people are messing with you. It's not just the highways. It's not just your national sovereignty. It's your education. It's what they put in the food. It's what they don't allow you to have in your food. Suppression of medical technology. Oh, by the way, that brings me up to us. I want to make an announcement here about that. That reminds me of something. On our show, The Simple Truth, which is, again, local cable TV access, it's on Monday nights from 6 to 7 on Channel 10 here in Austin. We're going to replay something that we played several years ago about cancer. It's an anecdotal story about a close personal friend of ours who was cured of cancer by not listening to Big Pharma back in 1983. Now, we're going to be replaying a segment of that on our show next Monday, and of course, a couple of days later, anybody in the United States can go to Google Video and watch it. And basically, it's a two-part thing. We're going to do one part Monday, and then we're probably going to do the next one the next Monday. It's about the intentional suppression of alternative cancer cures by the chemical pharmaceutical industry in this country. That's the bigger picture. And then this anecdotal story is from a very, very credible person that we interviewed back in 2003 who had been cured of cancer with an alternative method by going to Mexico. And we were interviewing her 20 years later on our show. It kind of shook up a lot of stuff in Austin a few years ago, so we thought, well, we'll do it again, get it on Google Video, and we'll shake up a lot more. So you might want to put that on your calendar for a few days after Monday to go to Google Video, click on or type in Bob Dacey Simple Truth and watch our latest show on The Simple Truth. Okay, we've got Pam in Texas up next. Pam, are you still there?
Hello, Bob Dacey, brother in liberty.
This is Pam
Farley with the Austin Ron Paul Revolution. How are you?
Oh, how are you doing? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Hey, that reminds me of something. Before you get started, I want to say something.
Okay.
To all you people in the Central Texas area, I sell Ron Paul signs, yard signs, in my store for what they cost me, so because I don't want to make any money on this deal. I think they're like $2 or $2.50 or something like that. That big old yard sign.
That's right.
All need to go to the hardware store at Spotswood Springs Road at 183 and buy those Ron Paul yard signs for me, because I tell you what, I've sold so many of those things, I can't keep track of them anymore. Now, what do you have to say,
Absolutely.
Pam?
Absolutely. If you hadn't said that, I was going to, Bob.
Yeah. Well, I got to plug that.
I would like to invite listeners in the Austin area to first go by your store, get a Ron Paul sign, put on their Ron Paul t-shirt, and join us in front of the Capitol building tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. on the 11th Street side of the Capitol. We're having a march for Ron Paul. And this is part of a nationwide Walk for Ron Paul event. So no matter what city you're in, go to meetup.com, find the Ron Paul group for your city, and find out if your city is having this march, and you can connect with it. But in Austin, it will be in front of the Capitol building beginning at 1 p.m. tomorrow, and we'd love to see Austin well represented for this man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ron Paul is the real deal, and the thing I've noticed about the campaign in the Austin area is the diversity of it. I hate to use that word because it's so overused, but I attended one of those Ron Paul organizing groups several months ago, and I was stunned at the types of people that were there. There was like Goldwater Republican standing up and said, I'm a Goldwater Republican and I'm going for Ron Paul. And then some guy would get up and said, I'm a independent who hates politics, but I think Ron Paul is cool. And some hippie would get up and say, man, I'm a disaffected Democrat, and I'm so sick of those same old from those guys. I'm going to go for Ron Paul. And there's old people and young people and bikers and nerds. And, I mean, it was everybody, man. You know,
you are so right.
It was awesome.
Ron Paul's grassroots is
real.
So diverse, and the creative energy and intelligence of these people, it's breathtaking.
Yeah.
Breathtaking.
And the grassroots, we're talking about real grassroots here, like real activism. It's not like phony baloney activism like some of these people that were promoting the toll roads. You know, everybody that showed up for the toll roads was had a financial interest in it.
That's right.
These Ron Paul guys, I mean, it is awesome.
And
he's picking up support from all over the false political spectrum. It's quite a phenomenon to watch. So, Pam, I appreciate your call. That's a good little plug for Ron Paul. So y'all get down to State Capitol tomorrow and participate and watch what real political activism is. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, back in a few.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderbergs. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Black Bookie purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Bookie purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Well, we really do need a lot of education. We just don't need it from those guys. We need it from our guys. And one of the things you can do if you want to be educated about what's going on and help to stop the North American Union, John Birch Society has a special edition of the New American Magazine out that just came out. It's the October 15th edition. And if you want to help out, you want to learn about what's going on, and you want to disseminate this information to others, you can go to www.aobs-store.com. That's American Opinion Book Services. www.aobs-store.com. Or go to jbs.org, you'll get there, and you can buy a bunch of these copies of this special edition of the New American, totally devoted to the North American Union. And there's also, you can get a PDF file on it, too. I mean, you can do all kinds of stuff with this stuff. Go visit it. Get copies of this magazine. It's the North American Union edition. And by the way, it has an article by one of the producers of my TV show, Kelly Taylor, having to do with the NAFTA superhighway. So, you know, go to jbs.org, go to the American Opinion Book Services website, and order up a whole bunch of these things and pass them out to everybody and his brother you know who can think. Okay? Because it's all about information. Information is power. Knowledge is power. And if every American could have a copy of this New American and see all the concrete proof about this North American Union. See, the problem with the North American Union, ladies and gentlemen, is this is it. We can't let them get away with this. If they get away with a merger of the United States, Canada, and Mexico into one entity, one political entity, we're going to be toast. And this is the frontline battle right now against the New World Order, and it is vital that you get involved in it. So go to www.jbs.org and learn about it. And go to aobs-store.com and get you some copies of this New American, North American Union edition and spread them out to everybody, because that's what it takes. All right? Okay, I have got Richard in Texas on the line. Richard, are you there?
Hello, Bob. This is Richard down in South Austin at one of the other auxiliary command bunkers.
Richard Reeves?
Yes, sir.
How do you always manage to get into this show? You're a sneaky little devil, aren't you?
Well, I'll tell you what, when I hear you on the air, I'm calling in, you know?
Oh, yeah, because I'm so good, right?
That's right. I love you, Bob.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you what, Art Bell has George Nuri and Alex Jones has Bob Dacey.
No, is that the way it works?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, gee.
But, I was calling you for several reasons, and one of them is about the Pennsylvania story, about the I-80 Pennsylvania story.
Yeah.
And that is true. What they had was some federal legislation that passed this summer, and I first caught wind of it during the summertime, and then I heard there were some amendments added onto it that would stop the tolling of interstates. And so I kind of thought, well, okay, you know, that problem's not going to happen. But then, lo and behold, they stripped that out, and it got passed. And so now, what it is it, remember the story you caught wind of where they were going to try to toll I-35?
Right.
And the catch was is the state of Texas would have to buy I-35 back. Well,
yeah.
That's the same thing in Pennsylvania, is that Pennsylvania will supposedly, with the money that they don't have to build and maintain roads with, will buy I-80 back and then put it back out as a toll road.
So basically it's the same thing that happened in Texas, just blueprinted up in Pennsylvania.
Exactly. Now, I drove 18-wheelers for 20 years, and 10 years I was over the road, 48 states, and I tell you what, I-80 is absolutely the aorta of the United States.
Wow.
Because you have about 38 to 40 states that feed traffic into I-80 that goes up into this northeast, highly populated Manhattan, New York City. All this northeast corridor is fed by two
Richard,
primary
interstates. Hold that thought. We'll take you after the break. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.